This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today, preaching the Word of God, the power of God, the love of God. This is what we preach. And we're looking at the fifth chapter to the Romans. Therefore, and when it's a therefore, you've got to see why it's therefore. Since we are justified, put right by faith, as we have peace with Christ through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. We have access into the Holy of Holies through the blood of Jesus today. Remember that that curtain was torn in two from top to bottom. God did it. And it gives us access into the Holy of Holies. Not only does the high priest have access, but now anyone who believes in Jesus has access to the Father. And that access is wonderful. We can have access at any time of the day or any time at night. Do you have access to God? Have you been washed clean with the blood of Jesus? If you have been, you have access to the Father who loves you so much.
And desires to encounter you today, right now, and pour out that love within you. Through the Holy Spirit, we don't love with human love. Jesus pours out God's divine love within us, and we get to feel the emotions of God. We get to have the heart of Christ. God just wants to pour out all of his divinity, all of his love, all of his grace, all of his glory, all of his power, all of his kingdom within you. He wants to make you one substance with him. Like when the priest drops the holy water in the wine, it fuses into one substance.
And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God through his blood, of course. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings. That's persecution, knowing that suffering produces endurance. Endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us. Why? Because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Hope does not disappoint us because God's love has been given to us through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Do you know that you are a temple today of the Holy Spirit? That you are imbued with power from on high. Do you know today that God loves you and that if you were the only one, he would have died for you? All we like sinners have gone astray, but God laid upon him, Jesus, the iniquity of us all. He died for us. He died in our place. We sinned, and he becomes sin because he loves us so much. Loves us so much.
Jesus came to earth to reveal the heart of the Father. Jesus came to reveal the heart of the Father to you. Jesus, he sees you and he loves you as if you were the only person on this world. Jesus wants to have a one-on-one relationship with you where it's just you and the Lord walking together in this earth. And Jesus is releasing his love and his blessings, his power and his grace upon you every second of every day. And when you let Jesus fill you with this love by the power of the Holy Spirit, everything else becomes a bonus. Everything else becomes a bonus because Jesus is all you need. If Jesus has filled your heart, then you get children, bonus, a new job, bonus, husband or wife, bonus, because everything is just an add-on, because everything starts in the love of God, in the love of God. And today, Jesus wants you to have this one-on-one divine relationship, divine encounter with him. You were created for intimacy. Jesus wants you to be intimate with him. He wants you to speak to him. He wants you to know that he is sitting right beside you and he is in you by the power of the Holy Spirit. And he brings you to the Father and you can speak to him. You can do all things through him.
This hope does not disappoint us because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. That love of God floods you now into your heart through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. We need to know that God's love is for us now. God's forgiveness is for us now. God's power is for us now. We need to know that it's all about Jesus, that he comes, dies in our place. He comes as the sacrifice that makes us whole. He comes as the sacrifice that brings us to the Father. He brings us to the Father. Do you know that today? That your love, the love that you have, is a share in the Father's love for you through Christ and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Do you know that today? Wonderful words, but it's all true. It's greater than words. It's reality. The love of God is being poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Adam knew Eve, and in 9 months they gave it a name. We have that kind of knowledge, experiential knowledge of God. It is not only knowing about him, it is knowing him the way Adam knew Eve. We need to know that we are children of God and have access to the Father through the love of the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. We need to know that and know it in our bones, in our heart, in our mind, in our soul, that the love of God has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Do you know that today? Are you in touch with that reality? That the love of God has been poured into your heart by the Holy Spirit that has been given to us.
We can't know Jesus without the Holy Spirit. We can't know the Father without Jesus. Jesus lives in you through the Holy Spirit. You are so knitted and intimate with God, you don't even know. Jesus wants to experience life through you. If you have a desire to go for a walk in the park and see the trees and the flowers, it's because Jesus wants to experience that through you. Whatever you're going through in life, Jesus wants to see through your eyes and he wants to experience life through you. That you are a vessel for his Spirit. You are a vessel for his love. You are a vessel for God to dwell within you. Father said, we're like the tabernacle. We house Jesus. We house all of God within you. You house all of the divinity within you. Today we pray that God lets you experientially know his love. God is spirit. And when we worship him in spirit of truth, God is spirit. So we need to receive God's love by the Spirit. God's love is an experience, that the Holy Spirit comes into you. It overshadows you like it overshadowed our Blessed Mother. And it fills you with heaven. It fills you with the glory of God. It fills you with the fire of God. And in the kingdom of God, your words carry power. See, we were created to be able to release through our words. This is why his father preaches about the love of God. You feel the love of God coming upon you. As we preach about miracles, miracles start to happen. As we preach about healing, healing starts to happen. Last night at the glory meeting, the Lord Jesus, he says, I created time. And he was going down the timeline. He was going into people's past. And at those points of trauma, the points of woundedness, Jesus was going into that point of the soul and he was healing it. And he was driving out all the emotions that came in through that, the abuse or the anxiety. And he was going into our future. And he was opening doors and making a way. You see, God can do anything at any time. God can bilocate across time. He can go into your past and set you free. He can go into your future and make a way. God, there's only one time, the eternal now. God is just always here and now. And here and now, God is releasing healing. Here and now, God is releasing his love. Here and now, God is releasing his freedom. God is releasing his power upon us. But our job is, are we receiving what God wants to do in our life? Are we believing that God wants to heal us? And are we open for God's movements in the Spirit?
A long time ago, I was at St. Joseph's Monastery, the Trappist Fathers. I was really tired from ministry. I remember being in the little chapel all alone. I took my shoes off. I said to the Lord, I want to sleep for a while. With that, the door opens, and this woman comes in. She says, the monk sent me to you. And I'm thinking, the monk, he prays so much, and he has more power than I could ever think. But he sends the woman to me. So I thought I'd care for the woman. So I started to ask her questions. I said to her, how many children did your mother have? She said, 23. I said to myself, where were you in the 23? I was the last child. I'm so afraid, she said. I see my mother's face, and it's shining like the sun. I'm so afraid. I said, why, what are you afraid of? I killed my mother. I said, how did you kill your mother? Well, I went to see her in the hospital. She wasn't so sick. She was there only for a couple of days. And when I left, she died. I killed my mother. I said, dear, you didn't have the power to kill your mother. I said to her, do you believe that Jesus is everywhere? She said, yes, I do believe that. I said, do you believe that Jesus was in your mother's room? I do believe that. Do you believe that Jesus was with you when you left the room? I do believe that. I said, peek into the room and see Jesus with his arms open, taking your mother to himself. And this black cloud was removed from her, and the light of Christ flooded her. She experienced redemption. She knew now she didn't kill her mother. Why? Because the power of God replaced that lie. What lie are you experiencing? What lie am I experiencing? It's time to give up the lie and invite Jesus to come into it. It's time to allow Jesus to be Lord of our lives, Lord over the lies that we have received. You're not like your brother. Thank God, I'm different than my brother. You're not as smart as your sister. Thank God, but I have intelligence. You see, it's not about you're not this and you're not that. It's about the love of God being poured out into your heart by the Holy Spirit.
It's not about us. It's all about Jesus, and it's all about his love for you. The Lord's telling some of you, you are so worthy today. You are worthy of God's love. You are worthy of God's grace. You are worthy of God's forgiveness. But not because any of us are worthy. It's because what Jesus did on the cross. You are a new creation in Christ. Old things have passed away. Behold the new. Behold the new. Today you are a new creation. See, the whole God just wants to encounter you every day with his love and his grace and his power. God wants to mold you into one image with his son. And we just need to be pliable. God is the potter. We are the clay. But we need the rain of the Holy Spirit, the love of God, to moisten the clay up so God can mold us. Without experiencing the love of God, we're not pliable. When we haven't experienced the love of God, we become very regimented. What? It's not the word I'm looking for. But it becomes all about rules. Where God is saying, no, my child, just come into my arms. Come into my love. Come to me and I will give you rest. Come to me and I will give you rest. The whole point of Jesus is he came to give you rest. He came to give you rest. Are you resting in the love of God? Are you resting in the peace of God? Or are you anxious and you fearful? You know, the Bible tells us we know we become perfect in love when we have no more fear. Because the perfect love of God drives out all fear. Because fear has to do with torment. And God never torments you. God pushes you to let things go and to surrender to him. And when he pushes us to the point of surrender, our human will rebels and we get anxious because we don't want to let go and we don't want to give God control. But when you have given God all control of your life, there's no reason to worry about anything because you know who your father is. You know that your father is going to supply for you all good things. You know that God's plans for you are infinitely better than any plans that you could have for your life. We make our own crosses when we cross our will with the will of God. When God gives us something that he wants us to do or let go of or release to him, and we can't do it, we can't trust him to do it, the Lord's saying, come to me, and I will give you rest. Come to me, and I will give you rest. Trust in me. When we trust in God, we have perfect peace. But when we trust in ourselves, we have anxiety and fear. So trust fully in God, rely fully in God, and he will give you that peace that passes all understanding.
I had just come home from being part of a priest retreat. I was a speaker, and I had been troubled with torment. The Lord spoke to me on the 4th of July. He said, I never bring torment to you on the 4th of July, Independence Day, but I am dependent on the living God. I am not independent. I am dependent on the living God. He told me, torment is never of me. You can just flush it down the toilet because it's never of me. And you know, it would come back, and I would say, torment is never of God. I get rid of it now in Jesus' name. Torment has to do with the fire of hell. You have been delivered from the fire of hell if you have given over your life to Jesus. You have been delivered over from torment if you give your life to Jesus. You see, it's all about Jesus. It's all about our surrender to him. It's all about the Holy Spirit in our hearts, healing us, loving us, forgiving us. It's all about God and not about me or you. It's about the Lord who loves you, that the love of God has been poured out into your heart by the Spirit that has been given to you. Do you believe that? I'm not asking you if you feel that. The Bible tells us the love of God is being poured into your heart by the Holy Spirit that has been given to you. This is reality. I remember coming home from visiting my aunt, and I had a hard day, and I kept on saying, the love of God is being poured into my heart by the Holy Spirit that has been given to me. Oh yes, I had to make it personal. And it all went away, all the difficulty. Why? Because the love of God took its place and told it to leave. The love of God is for you, poured out into your heart by the Holy Spirit. It's a gift. And you know what you do with a gift? You open it. You don't ask, well, is this really a gift? It is a gift, and God wants to touch you and pour out his Spirit upon you in miraculous ways, in ways that only he knows how to do it. Do you believe that? I want to believe it, you say. Well, it's true. It's true anyway. It's true.
So you believe it, and now you got to receive it. The love of God displaces fear. Let it go. Let the past be washed away in the love of God. Let anxiety be washed away in the love of God. Let loneliness be washed away in the love of God. Let doubt be washed away in the love of God. Because as the love of God overshadows you, suddenly you know who you are. You know you were created to love and be loved by God. That is your first ministry, you know. I do many things for the Lord, and so does Father Tom. But our first ministry is to love God and to let him love us. To love God and let God love us.
That's the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's the gift of God, the Holy Spirit, that gives us the love of the Father and the love of Jesus. Oh, how important the Holy Spirit is. And not many people talk about the power and love of the Holy Spirit. It's all in the Holy Spirit. Someone came to confession to me several days ago. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, their sins were forgiven. That's how it happened. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, their sins were forgiven. That the Holy Spirit makes present the blood of Jesus in confession. This is real. This is not complicated. This is simple. That the love of Jesus is made present through the power of the Holy Spirit into our hearts, that has been given to us, for us, to us, and through us.
Jesus came to reveal the Father's heart. Jesus came to reveal the Father's heart. So, Father, as this broadcast concludes, pour out the Father's love upon every listener. Pour out the Father's glory. Pour out the Father's benefits. Pour out the love of the Holy Spirit. Jesus, come and touch each and every person intimately. Let them know you know them intimately, that you know every hair on their head, every freckle on their face, every pain in their heart, and your only desire is to set them free, to bring them into the Father's heart today.
For freedom, Christ has set you free. For freedom, our Lord Jesus Christ has set you free, so that you would shine like a star in this wicked and perverse generation. That you would shine like a star in this wicked and perverse generation. You see, Moloch is very much alive. In the Old Testament, they offered their children to Moloch in death. We offer our pre-born children to Moloch. We offer our pre-born children to Moloch. How sad, how sad. We need to proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord and that life begins at the fertilized egg. Life begins in the womb of the woman. Life begins and began for you, and you started to multiply and multiply and multiply. It was not about anything but God's love. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.